Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning of what she calls dire consequences if stalled talks on coronavirus relief drag into September. The House is scheduled to return for votes in mid-September, but Democratic leaders have told members they could be called back sooner if there is ever an agreement with the White House on a stimulus package. However, that's not seeming like it's happening anytime soon, and one of the sticking points is apparently the demand by Democrats for mail-in voting. President Trump saying on Fox Business this morning,
two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting.
Weekly jobless claims last week are below a million for the first time since March when the pandemic began, at 963,000 Americans filing for first-time benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
President Trump is calling vice presidential nominee or the presumptive nominee Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, a disaster. He said this morning during an interview on Fox Business Network,
well, she's radical left. Now she tries to pretend she's not, but she's the most liberal person in the U.S. Senate. She's done things that are terrible in terms of the police, in terms of the Second Amendment, in terms of everything else.
Biden formally introduced Harris as his running mate during a joint appearance in Wilmington, Delaware yesterday. Facebook says it's pulled down more than 7 million misleading COVID-19 posts from the site and from Instagram in the year's second quarter. It's also slapped warnings, it says, on nearly 100 million more pieces of virus-related misinformation. Many posts included fake prevention measures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Trump says he's in discussions with college athletes and officials about the fall season and what's going to happen given the pandemic. The president telling reporters yesterday he spoke with several football players and numerous coaches, and most of them say they want to play football. And Trump followed up by saying, let them play, claiming the players say they feel safer walking around the field than not. The Big Ten and Pac-12 have already said they're going to postpone fall sports. The Big 12 is reportedly planning to go forward with its football season. Today is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. It's the day on average that black women need to work to make what their white male counterparts did in 2018. Studies show that black women are paid 62 cents for every dollar that a white male makes, a number that hasn't changed in a quarter century, according to the National Women's Law Center. And a Tennessee woman has a new driver's license now after she got one recently that showed just an empty chair where the picture should be. Jade Dodd renewed her license online, but when the card arrived, she noticed it had a picture of a chair and instead of her face, so she contacted the DMV, which said the mistake resulted from the wrong picture being saved to her profile, so they've sent her a new license. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is sponsored by Amazon. School may look different this year, but Amazon still has everything you need, no matter where you're learning. With convenient shopping, low prices, and wide selection, Amazon's Ready for School store is a one-stop shop for digital learning resources and essentials, from pens and pencils to tablets and t-shirts. Thanks to Amazon Smile, customers can complete their school shopping while giving back to those in need, all at no cost to you. Colleen Waldron, Amazon spokesperson, discusses ways to donate.
Amazon Smile is a simple way to give back for those who want to make a difference without an added expense. Start your shopping at smile.amazon.com, and a portion of the purchase price of eligible items will be donated to your selected charity, with over 1 million charities to choose from. For those who want to make a monetary donation, you can do so with any Alexa device. Simply say, "Alexa, I want to make a donation," to get started.
Visit smile.amazon.com/readyforschool to give back while checking off your school supply list.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As you can tell, because it's hard, we were already kind of sliding out of control before January came along, and with it, we were introduced to COVID-19, and it's just been an absolute insanity since, to such a degree that we're all starting to feel like a bunch of lab rats here. With us right now from ReaganBabe.com, Megan Barth joins us. You know, how much longer are we going to put up with this experiment and, you know, all this, you know, conjecturing that's going about, even from the alleged scientists like Deborah Birx that says Americans may have to wear masks inside our own homes now. This is what it's arrived to?
Hey, Bill. Yeah, it's getting crazier and crazier, isn't it? I just read an article outside of Dr. Birx saying that. I saw an article where I think it was the University of Georgia recommended that students wear masks while they're together. Couples wear masks while they're together at home getting intimate. Let's just put it that way.
Well, they've been suggesting that for a while, you know, so, yeah, it's, yeah.
If you read the box that the masks come in, it literally says, does not protect you from coronavirus.
Right. But we keep wearing it. And then, of course, you know, it's become a big business now. You got seamstresses making masks ranging anywhere from $3 to $10 a mask. We got designer masks. I mean, this is a whole new industry that's come about as a result of COVID-19. I mean, I laugh. This is all serious, but you know, we want to do the right thing. But you and I have had this discussion. It's kind of interesting. Science has not really come back to say, you know, in terms of masks. I mean, it's one thing if you're a doctor and you're wearing a mask for a short period of time. You've got plenty of oxygen being pumped into the room as you're wearing the mask. But walking around, you know, people have said, "Well, I hesitate to wear them because I get lightheaded." Well, no kidding, because you're breathing in your own air. That is, I mean, to me, that's a violation of science right there, is it not?
Well, yeah, we've taken science for as long as we've been studying science. And in the last 5 months, actually, it's not just 10 days to flatten the curve. Now it's become 5 months. It might even be a year. Mm-hmm. We've taken science and completely turned it on its head. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing now is a spike in inflammatory and respiratory illnesses in children because we're masking healthy children. Yes. I'm looking at one right now. We're also seeing an increase in dental disease reported by dentists. And, you know, I was always brought up of the belief that you should always receive a second opinion. Mm-hmm. Well, the only opinion we're receiving is Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci.
And the WHO. Backed by the WHO, right?
Correct. Any other doctor that comes forward and says, hey, we actually have a very cheap treatment. It's been on the market for 30 years. It's called hydroxyquinolone or whatever it's called.
Chloroquine.
As well as Zithromax and zinc. And that tertiary combination works wonders. We've actually seen very good results and quick results when we use this type of medicine. But they are labeled as kooks. We're no longer allowed to get second opinions. If we do get that prescription from our doctor, then the government gets in between our pharmacist and our doctor and says, nope, sorry, you can't prescribe that. That's what's going on in Nevada. We could have probably been ahead of this curve a long time ago if we used available medicine, but now we're told that we must shelter in place like lab rats in our house and wait to get injected with the virus through a vaccine, which I will not, by the way.
No, I'm with you on that. Like I told you, my mother it would always say to me, you're going to get a flu shot. And I said, why do I want a flu shot? Last time I got a flu shot, I was kind of coerced into doing it. I got the flu. So it doesn't make sense. Why would you violate your skin, which is your first line of defense that God had created for you to protect you against viruses and all this sort of thing? We go, oh, no, we're going to circumvent it. We're just going to inject the disease into your body in hopes that it would create, some sort of antibody, right?
Correct. You can get antibodies two ways. You can get a vaccine, shelter in place, wait like a lab rat, get injected with it, or you can take a risk and walk outside, live free, breathe, and die. And that's exactly what happened. I don't know if you realize this, but the swine flu actually caused more deaths amongst children than this flu. The common flu causes more deaths amongst children than this flu. And yet we have a complete shutdown of our entire educational system, which I'm actually not too upset about. Because we're not teaching our kids anything except how to hate this country, hate capitalism, and now wear masks if you're healthy.
Well, there's been a concerted effort to dumb down.
Narrative.
Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. I agree with you, and I didn't mean to cut you off there. But the other part of that story is that there's been a concerted effort to dumb down our kids and even our older kids coming out of higher educational institutions because they've been, focused on ideology. And even Jordan Peterson says that when you're so focused on ideology like that, you render yourself stupid. This isn't what education is all about. Education is about critical thinking. We want to teach you how to fish so you can feed yourself. And it's the same type of idea with the education process. When you dumb down the process and you feel like, okay, we've got everybody being spoon-fed and we've turned our kids into lab rats in these modern-day educational institutions that we pay an incredible amount of money for. I mean, this is valuable.
Right. And you know that this is political science and not biological science when the largest teachers union in the country, which is the LA Unified School District,
right,
is demanding not to have safe schools. They're actually demanding to close schools, and not just all schools, specifically charter schools.
Mm-hmm.
They want to close down private education. I guess that's supposed to take care of the virus. They are also making a whole horde of other demands that have absolutely nothing to do with science, but political science.
Right. Well, I've maintained that what they've done, and with help from our government right now in closing down or putting a lot of pressure on these private schools, a lot of these private schools, I mean, they're not getting public support, Megan. I mean, this is kind of a built-in siege work against those. I mean, the Unified School District wants them closed down. Some of them are closing down just economically because, you know, they're not getting support. Right now, public schools are getting support, and that's why Secretary of Education DeVos said, hey, maybe we shouldn't be giving you money because you're not open for business anyway. Why are we paying you for something that you're not delivering?
Yeah,
I think it was a fair question.
Going to the parents to send their kids to charter schools, the schools that are choosing biological science over political science. You know, one thing that I don't know if you caught were some statistics out of Sweden. Sweden didn't muzzle their population.
Mm-hmm.
Sweden didn't quarantine their population. Sweden practiced herd immunity. And guess what? They had last time I checked, now this is probably 2 weeks ago, they had a 46% drop in cases. That's what happens in herd immunity. Yes, people are going to get sick, and unfortunately some people are going to get lethally sick.
Mm-hmm.
But what we're seeing is that this virus is lethal, in adults, 99.9% lethality rate in that specific sector, but you still have a 99.6% survival rate. So those who get terminally ill are majority adults, 99.5% of adults are terminal. There literally is no terminality with this virus in children. If so, it's very rare. And then how do we trust the numbers?
Exactly. Those have been spurious from day one. Got to go to break. Correct. We got more from Megan Barth after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
But Speaker, I understand that the president's executive action doesn't do all the things you want, but having no bill at all, not coming to any agreement wasn't going to provide any of the things that you want either. You're known as a master negotiator, but didn't you mess this one up? Because you talk about all the things that the president's bill, let me just finish, if I may, Speaker. Now, because there's no deal at all, cities and states won't get any money. There's no money for the post office. There's no money for hospitals. There's no money for state boards of election. You knew that the president was threatening to take this executive action. I understand that you weren't going to get everything you wanted and didn't get everything you wanted, but should you have cut a deal, and are you ready to go back into talks to try to come up with a fuller package?
Well, that was Chris Wallace, holding the speaker into account for, the breakdown in negotiations. I mean, bully for him to really hold her into account on this. And, of course, she came back with her, typical response and not even offering, anything or even a door, trying to claim that, she was willing to negotiate. But she was the one that walked away, according to Democrat and Republican leaders, who seemingly attempted to revive the coronavirus release package. This is the latest news as of yesterday, a discussion that remained unfruitful and again prompted the speaker to characterize the nature of the meeting in such a way that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said was not an accurate portrayal of what happened during the conversation. That always seems to be the case with Nancy Pelosi. I don't know what it is. Maybe because everything is always perceived in a quid pro quo Democratic political angle. And she claims, right up front, well, this isn't about politics. This is about the American people. Well, why, your actions will tell me what it's about. And your actions tell me it's more about politics. It's not about the American people. It's not the very people that you characterize. So you have a knowledge. I'm not sure you have an understanding of the pain that people are going through. I mean, you're very wealthy. You're feeling very little pain yourself other than some angst from, some voters. But you've got plenty of people around your world that protect you and insulate you from the real pain that the everyday citizen who has been counting on relief and on you being able to negotiate with the president to get the job done, to do something that is targeted toward the coronavirus relief. Not about some other outside, political angles that are going to quid pro quo your position in such a way that has little to do with the problem. And this is what President Trump has been so critical and been condemning of their approach to this. Because on the other hand, you've got Steve Mnuchin and the Republicans. And I know this sounds a bit political, but, you've got to call it for what it is. I mean, they're earnest. They're looking at this. They're focused on what do we do? How do we offer something of practicality that is going to deal with the pressures and, the tough situation that Americans are in right now and putting food on their table, making sure that they can still stay in their homes, that they're not going to get evicted, that businesses do not run into problems where, employees come back to work. And you got to understand with some employees, they're sitting there going, not only looking at before $600 additional, which was a bit of a disincentive to get them back. But the other thing is because of the fear mongering that has been going on regarding COVID, understandably, people are afraid to get back to work and going, wait a minute, if I get back to work, maybe on one hand, I got my $600 a week, but I'm afraid that I might be compromised if I'm immunocompromised, especially. But if I go back to work and I expose myself and I get sick with COVID, then the other possibility, because we live in this litigious society, is that we're going to have a windfall for attorneys in suing businesses. And businesses can't handle this. I mean, this is absurd. So they need protection. And the Republicans' idea is to offer protection. The Democrats care little about this. They really are not seeing this holistically from a standpoint of you know, real problems, real issues. They're looking at in other ways to say, okay, what can we do? How can we satisfy our base? What other things can we do? Well, we got to heal these states, and, you know, and mostly the blue states who have misappropriated monies. They have not done a good job in managing their revenue streams. They're in trouble, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats they want to heal them. Well, particularly New York, because New York says, look, we're too big. You know, you've got to take care of our problem. Well, your problem happened, you know, 4 or 6 years ago when you made some poor choices. And now you're paying for it. And now because of COVID and because the Treasury is open, you expect the people to pay for your mistake. I mean, the gall of some of these blue state governors is so obvious. See, this is how this breaks down, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you just have to critically consider the facts as they stand. I mean, there is a clear difference, as there is a clear difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Okay, there's no misunderstanding about the trajectories of both parties. You have one party heading full force left towards socialism, and you have another party that is holding to our constitutional foundings and principles. I mean, there's no difference in the two. There's no confusion about the two. There is a clear binary choice, and it's the same way with how these states have handled coronavirus. You get the red states and you get the blue states. You look at how the blue states have handled the coronavirus, and they have been so draconian in instinct and nature, it's ridiculous. I mean, even to the point that beyond COVID, you see what's happening in blue cities like Chicago and, you know, Portland. I mean, 76 nights in Portland? This is absolutely deranging. I mean, it is unbelievable. Gary Bauer reports, says the growing disrespect for law enforcement and the rule of law generally in Portland is beyond absurd. He says Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt announced yesterday his office would be dismissing the vast majority of charges brought against the rioters and thugs who have terrorized the city for the past 75 days. He said that Schmidt said he wanted to honor the fact that they were protesting there and wanting to be heard. I mean, is that a bit of a stretch? Now, here's the charges that he's refusing to prosecute. Interfering with a police officer, disorderly conduct, criminal trespass, harassment, escape in the third degree, riot sometimes in some circumstances. Schmidt added that his office will be scrutinizing charges of resisting arrest and assault on law enforcement officers if those cases occurred when an individual was being tear gassed or otherwise exposed to use of force at the time of resistance. And the other thing that comes out of that, remember, this is the same group of people that said, look, we want to charge back the city for the expenses of protective gear. So the helmets and, fortification of, maybe even Kevlar vests and that sort of thing, they have been forced to go out and purchase this because of the rioting that's taken place and the targeting by police officers. Well, you know, these are the people that are burning buildings down and all this riotous behavior that the mainstream media declares is mostly peaceful. And I think any reasonable American looking at the video does not seem mostly peaceful in the video and what we're seeing at the ground level, or even what's being reported honestly by those like Andy Ngo and others that are giving us the truth and not scrutinized videotape by the mainstream media that are operating on a whole nother agenda altogether. This is Today's America, and ladies and gentlemen, unless the silent majority takes a front row center seat on this, this madness will continue, and the damage that will be done will be so immense. I mean, already we're looking at years of recovery because of the damage that a few people have perpetrated on our country.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi warning of what she calls dire consequences if stalled talks on coronavirus relief drag into September. The House is scheduled to return for votes in mid-September, but Democratic leaders have told members they could be called back sooner if there is ever an agreement with the White House on a stimulus package. However, that's not seeming like it's happening anytime soon, and one of the sticking points is apparently the demand by Democrats for mail-in voting. President Trump saying on Fox Business this morning,
two of the items are the post office and the $3.5 billion for mail-in voting.
Weekly jobless claims last week are below a million for the first time since March when the pandemic began, at 963,000 Americans filing for first-time benefits. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, whether you're headed back into the classroom, office, or are continuing to do everything virtually, one thing is certain. We are all still going to rely on technology to keep us connected, right? Is that a doubt at all? Tech continues to play an increasingly important role for how students are learning and the modern workplace as well. Tech expert Andrea Smith is back with us. We're going to be talking about her favorite gadgets and tech tips to make sure you're at the top of your game, whether you're in the classroom, boardroom, or online. Her tips are going to include how to multitask like a pro with a mobile device that keeps you productive, organized, and connected. How to step up the virtual learning experience or meeting with a webcam designed to let users share new perspectives for any type of video call. And how to get a little peace of mind by proactively protecting your family as the volume of online activity increases, and so does cybercrime. Andrea Smith, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Well, Andrea is the award-winning technology broadcast journalist, reporter, and producer, and she's always welcome the door, and the welcome mat is always there for her to come here and share the latest. So, Andrea, how can we easily stay connected, whether we're in the classroom, office, or on the go at our home?
Yeah, you know, and we're going to have to be doing that now, because I think a lot of people at the end of the last school year thought, well, you know, this should all be fixed and we'll be back in September, and I just don't think that's going to happen. So staying connected is more important than ever. You're going to need some new tech devices, and one thing, the right smartphone can make all the difference. So check out the new Samsung Galaxy A51. Now, this has all the premium features that
people care about most at an affordable price. Mm-hmm. Has a gorgeous edge-to-edge 6.5-inch Full HD Plus display, an advanced four-camera lens system for taking great photos and selfies, and a fast-charging 4,000 milliamp battery that's going to get you through the whole day. There's also a new 5G version that was just launched, mm-hmm. and all that starting at just $499. So affordability is really key here. And the other thing you're going to need is a webcam. Whether you're working remotely or going to school remotely, you need a good webcam. If you've got one built into your laptop, that's great. If not, you're going to need to buy one. GoPro's Hero 8 Black works as a high-definition webcam. It can be used anywhere with their different mounts, so not just clipped to your laptop. So you can use this if you're a teacher. You can use it in the classroom. You can use it for a meeting. And let's face it, you also want to make sure you look great when you're on camera on that webcam.
Right.
People are a little bit nervous about that. So you need good lighting. GoPro's Zeus Mini can help with that. It's a magnetic clip light, three levels of brightness, and a 360-degree swivel.
No, that's there's no question. That's one of the things we underestimate is the power of good lighting, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You're preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, we know that. So what tools are available to ensure that we're set up for virtual learning, meetings, and get-togethers this fall?
Well, it's all about those devices, right? So we've got the webcam, and you want to make sure you've got a webcam. But then you also want to make sure that everyone who has a device, who needs a device, has one, right? If you're doing schoolwork at home, you're going to need a little space to call your own and your own device, and that can get expensive. So for this purpose, I recommend the Lenovo Chromebook Duet. It's a thin, light, two-in-one device with a 10.1-inch screen. It comes with a detachable keyboard. So really, it does double duty. It's got laptop mode, perfect for schoolwork and regular work, and then you just detach that keyboard, and you've got tablet mode, great for watching movies or YouTube, or the kids can play video games at the end of the day. And get this, the Chromebook Duet costs under $300.
Wow, that's a great value. That's awesome. Well, good.
I think the key to this is affordability. You know, as people have to add on more devices, you gotta make sure that you can afford it, but they're really top-notch devices. And, hey, one more thing that is really important to consider is online safety. So you can't always be there to monitor what your kids are doing online. So parents, be proactive. Protect the whole family with security software like McAfee Total Protection. Now, this guards against malware, ransomware, spyware attacks. Also protects everyone's privacy and identity, and you can get a subscription that covers 10 devices, so enough for the whole family.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's no question with this downtime that we've been experiencing with COVID and all the quarantining that's been going on. These guys that come in, I mean, I got hacked severely here recently, Andrea, and it was a bit of a costly experience, I'm not afraid to tell you. And a lesson learned, and I thought, you know, I was pretty good about staying on top of this, but they're quite clever. And they were able to take over my computer to where they were sending an audio blast over my computer telling me not to shut down, and then they sent me the look-alike Chrome logo. It looked a little fuzzy, and I was a bit suspicious at first, but boy, it looked all official, and, you know, here's the number to call, and boy, they're quite creative.
That exact thing happened to a neighbor of mine who, you know, was hysterical. I had to help her. But they do. They you just don't know it. It's very clever, and it's very easy to get hacked. And so having proper security software will really help guard against that. But I'm sorry that happened to you. That's really awful.
Well, the lesson learned, you know, in our business, Andrea, we're running around with our hair on fire. And they caught me at a perfect time. I was just finishing a show. I had a little bit of a window before I went into a series of, interviews, additional interviews. And next thing you know, my computer is locked down. And I didn't realize, you know, how much I rely on it. It was like somebody had cut off my, you know, cut off a lung or something. I mean, I was like, oh, my gosh. I went into panic mode. And then, of course, that's the worst thing that could happen, because at that point, you're easy, you know, to get caught in their net, right?
Yeah. It's such a shame. It's such a shame it's happening to people. So be protected.
Yeah. Yeah, be protected, be smart about it, and, you know, make sure double check those URLs, you know, and just like everything. I mean, stranger danger. If you don't know, hey, it's okay, and lesson learned. Just learn from me. You don't need to be running around with your hair on fire.
You just said something really important that I think a lot of people don't know. Hover over the return address where that email came from with your mouse, and you'll see the URL.
Right.
And you'll be able to see if it's going to Apple.com or if it's going somewhere else.
Well, and the other thing, too, has to do with interactivity. And you kind of touched on this a little bit in terms of privacy and identities. Where I got caught was I was expanding my outreach with Facebook. And there was a nefarious Facebook entry. And I know when I hit it, I thought, I probably shouldn't do it because I wasn't familiar with the person. They kind of look like somebody else's name, and that's what drew me to it. But I had doubt, and instead of going with my instinct and letting that doubt, you know, drive my decision, I went the other way and, you know, paid to regret it. So there's all kinds of traps that are out there, these Trojan horses, so to speak, that can come into your purview and into your orbit, and they got you.
Yeah. All right. Well, everyone should learn from your lesson.
Yes, and I could only hope that would be the case, because then I'd feel like a bit of my experience got redeemed as a result. You know how that goes, Adrian, in this whole situation. Let me go back. I want to talk about this webcam, the GoPro Hero. You like that, huh, the GoPro Hero Black?
Well, I do. A lot of people already have these GoPros, right?
Yes.
They're great for family stuff and activity. And I just think it's so clever that it's a little software thing that you have to do, tinkering with the software, and it turns it into a webcam. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's great because I'm all for devices that do double duty, right?
Exactly.
So you can strap it on, take it out on a bike with you, but then you can also just clip it to your laptop or, you know, wherever it is that you need to have a webcam and use it for that as well.
Yeah, you see, I was using mine, then all of a sudden was missing, and then, you know, my son was, you know, jumping obstacles with it, you know, and...
Well, go get it back. I mean, it works with Google Meet, Microsoft Teams, Zoom. It works with, you know, Slack, Facebook Messenger, all of those. And, you know, again, double duty, so it saves you money.
And good quality. And then you like that and that Zeus Mini Light, right? Do you get that as a package or is that a separate deal?
I think it's separate. I think it's separate. I think you can buy one of them, or you can get a pack of two, but I don't think it's bundled with the camera. But who knows? Maybe now they will.
Okay. Well, we got to wrap things up. Always a pleasure and good fun talking with you, Andrea. And our audience always appreciates hearing from the award-winning technology broadcast journalist, reporter, and producer. Where can they go for more information?
They should actually head over to all the brands on their websites and Facebook pages to get more information on the products. And they can follow me on Twitter at Andrea Smith.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Are you ready for a treat? The Candyman almost, huh? From Hollywood, California, Steve Evans is next with his movie report. Stay with us. He's the movie guy.
Martinez live.
Yeah, here we are live and lots to talk about with the movie guy from Hollywood, California. Still the movie capital of the world. It still is, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, 14 minutes. Go again.
Speaking of a treat, you were talking about, how about an American pickle? Have you heard about this movie?
No, go ahead, tell me.
It's brand new from the brand new streaming series streaming service HBO Max. So this is new from Warner, but it's called An American Pickle, getting good reviews. 73% are recommending this one, starring Seth Rogen as Herschel Greenbaum. He's the struggling laborer who immigrates to America back in 1919 with dreams of building a better life for his beloved family. Well, one day, while working at his factory job back there in 1919, he happens to fall into a vat of pickles. And he is brined, go with me on this, he is brined for 100 years.
Oh, wow.
The brine preserves him perfectly, and when he emerges in present-day Brooklyn, he finds that he hasn't aged a day. But when he seeks out his family, he's troubled to learn that his only surviving relative is his great-grandson, Ben Greenbaum, also played by Seth Rogen.
Yes.
Mild-mannered computer coder whom Herschel can't even begin to understand. 73% recommending. Really looks good. It's also starring Sarah Snook and John Donahue. That sounds like a good movie, huh, this weekend?
Yeah, for Seth Rogen, you know, something that we maybe most of the family can enjoy.
True, something we could all watch there.
Exactly.
An American Pickle.
Yes.
How about this one? It's called The Barbarians. It's out on Amazon. 56% are recommending this. You've got a great cast here. You've got Mark Rylance. Johnny Depp is in this movie. Robert Pattinson. Here's the idea. You got the magistrate, played by Mark Rylance. He is the magistrate of this isolated frontier settlement on the border of some unnamed empire. Now, he's looking forward to this easy retirement until the arrival of Colonel Jahl. Colonel Jahl is played by Johnny Depp. Now, his task is to report on the activities of the barbarians and on the security situation on the border. Now, Jal conducts a series of ruthless interrogations, which leads the magistrate to question his loyalty to the empire. Now, this is adapted by a Nobel Prize-winning author's book, J.M. Coetzee. It's called The Barbarians. 56% are recommending that out on Amazon. How about a movie called The Tax Collector, huh?
Oh, hey, why not?
Okay, listen. Not getting good reviews, Bill.
Well, they never do. Tax collectors never get good reviews.
Well, true. But listen to this. This is out on Amazon. We'll talk about the bad reviews in a moment. This is a crime thriller set on the streets of Los Angeles. Now, you got this family man, David, played by Bobby Soto, and his longtime partner, Creeper. Creeper is his name. And he is played by Shia LaBeouf. They're what they're called, tax collectors, for the crime lord by the name of Wizard, meaning that they collect his cut from the local profits of gangs' illicit dealings. Now, when Wizard's old rival returns to L.A. from Mexico, the business is upended, and David finds himself desperate to protect what matters more to him than anything else, his family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, only 20% are recommending. I've heard some brutal reviews in my time, but Variety had this to say. They say that it's bloody, barely coherent, and about as much fun as having your face dragged across asphalt from a moving SUV.
And Jorge Lopez is in this, huh?
Yes, he is. Yes, George. Yeah, Jorge Lopez.
Yes.
Bobby Soto, Shia LaBeouf. But it could be the movie for you this weekend, you know.
Or maybe not. But that's why he'll be Jorge Lopez for a couple of weeks, till this movie goes by.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, how about Bay of Silence? This one sounds good. 33% recommending, but it takes place in Europe. Pleasant scenery. Here's the idea. You got a husband by the name of Will, and he initially presumes that his wife, Rosalind, is innocent of any wrongdoing, but when her troublesome past is discovered, he wonders if it could shed some light on what happened to cause their son's death. Now, Will is played by Klaus Bang. You got Olga Kirilenko, the woman with the troubled past, and Brian Cox, also in this one, 33% recommending Bay of Silence this weekend. Here's what one critic said. The actors are a pleasure to watch. The European locations add atmosphere, making for a solid enough adult entertainment that plays just fine on the home screen. There you go. That's from The Hollywood Reporter. Bay of Silence may be for you this weekend. How about The Rental? 74% recommending this one. This is out on Amazon and also Apple. Mm-hmm. You have two couples on an oceanside getaway. They grow suspicious that the host of their seemingly perfect rental house may be spying on them. Never had this happen, but could, right? Before long, what should have been a celebratory weekend trip turns into something far more sinister, as well-kept secrets are exposed, and the four old friends come to see each other in a whole new light. You got Dan Stevens, Allison Brie, Sheila Bond, and Jeremy Allen White all in this one. Also, Toby Huss playing The Rental, 74% recommend.
Is Depp in this one, too?
No, he's not.
Oh, he's listed as the cast, so maybe that must be somebody else.
That is somebody else. Yeah.
It was under The Rental. Okay, maybe it was miscast. Sorry about that. Because I was saying Depp's real busy this weekend.
No,
you know, those divorces get expensive, man. You got to do lots of movies.
You do have to do lots of movies, but that happened to be a mistake that I sent to you. So that's why that appeared incorrect.
But I want you to know I pay attention.
Well, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you pulled that off the email and are following along as we go.
Exactly.
We have a movie here called She Dies Tomorrow. Interesting plot here. After waking up convinced that she's going to die tomorrow, Amy's carefully mended life begins to unravel. Now, I've had mornings where I've awakened to think I've died the night before.
Yes.
But never had this situation.
You died and didn't go to heaven, huh?
Amy's carefully mended life begins to unravel. As her delusions of certain death become contagious to those around her, Amy and her friends' lives spiral out of control in a tantalizing descent into madness. How's that sound, huh?
Well, tantalizing descent into Okay, all right.
That should be what should be playing in your living room this weekend. It's called She Dies Tomorrow, 83%.
Yeah, because when people call you, you say, look, you're disturbing me. I'm in the middle of being tantalized into my descent into madness. How dare you?
you know what? You know, regardless of what these movies sound like, they've taken a lot of time and money to make.
Well, and they've taken a lot of time to be this creative. I mean, tantalizing descent into madness. I love this.
You have to come up with a creative idea.
This is some of the stuff that is underappreciated. But it takes guys like you and me, Steve, to appreciate the artistic wordsmithing that is executed by these marketing professionals.
Absolutely. And, you know, that is one of the beauties of, you know, this pandemic, if you want to look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
We're all at home, and we have time to seek this stuff out.
Exactly. Yeah, normally you would just say, hey, this will drive you mad. No, now we're a tantalizing descent into madness because of COVID.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Well,
okay.
I think we'll go watch The Trolls instead.
Okay. All right, okay.
Here we go. Speaking of a creative concept, we have Spree out this weekend, 71% recommending. This is about Kurt. He's a guy that dreams of sitting atop a social media empire, and who doesn't, huh?
Yes.
For now, he drives for a rideshare company called Spree. It's kind of like Uber. It's called Spree.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, Kurt has come up with the perfect way to go viral. It's called hashtag the lesson. Now, here's what he's done. He's decked out his car with cameras for a nonstop live stream full of killer entertainment. He's going to be murdering his passengers live on the Internet.
That's
now,
rude.
That's harsh. In the middle of all this madness, you have a stand-up comedian by the name of, played by Sashir Zamata. She has her own viral agenda. She crosses Kurt's path and becomes the only hope to put an end to his misguided carnage. Joe Keery playing Kurt, Sashir Zamata also in this, and Misha Barton. 71% recommending Spree. Now that's creative, huh?
Well, it's demented. Exactly. It's demented. It is a, I mean, look at, you're there and you're going to kill your share. I mean, you cheat yourself out of a tip. I mean, it's not good.
What kind of a rating do you get after behavior like that? That's out there this weekend as well. Then we talked about this last weekend, I think, briefly. But one of the things we're finding is that they're releasing these movies and they don't tell you where they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be pretty easy back in the old days, right, when we had theaters.
Yes.
When you'd say, well, it's opening up this weekend, you know, just, you know, check out, you know, whatever. And you can
the local listings, right, exactly.
Yeah. But now they just released these movies. So last weekend we had this movie called Made in Italy, and I looked all over the Internet, right, trying to figure out, is this on Amazon? Is it
mm-hmm.
on Netflix? Where mm-hmm. is it? And I have DirecTV, so it popped up on my pay-per-view platform just like that. I thought, well, that's what's happening, I guess. If they aren't playing anywhere else, you can check your Spectrum or your Comcast or whatever you have, and that's probably where these movies will be playing. And I actually had a chance to watch this. This is kind of a cool movie. Liam Neeson is in it.
Yes, you and I talked about that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and
okay.
then also his real-life son, Mikhail mm-hmm. Richardson.
Oh.
In case you missed it, 80% are recommending this thing. It's not quite the movie that I had hoped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have, all these movies that take place in Italy, which are just beautifully done. This, you know, is good, but
mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, I like the shots of the food and, you know.
Oh, exactly. Oh, my goodness, yeah. I mean, it's just
built for father-son
that.
Story, though, set
oh, really?
In glorious
okay.
Tuscany about uh-huh. a bohemian London artist, Robert, played by Liam, who mm-hmm. returns to Italy with his estranged son, Jack, played by his real son, by the way, Mikhail Richardson, to make a quick sale of the house they inherited from his late wife. Neither expects to find the once beautiful villa in such a state of disrepair. Renovations go badly, with father and son soon finding themselves at odds.
Mm.
And mayhem ensues. 80% recommending Made in Italy this weekend, both one where you might want to check out on your local from your local provider.
Yes, so
that's
exactly.
What we have this week. We have a lot going on.
Well, mayhem always ensues, doesn't it? I mean, you have to have mayhem. And I think the other thing, too, we've got to talk to our executive staff here and make sure that you and I get a chance to do a live remote out of Tuscany. What do you think? I just think in order to do the flavor and all, I mean, we've got to, you know, go there and, you know, check it.
To do that, and I think that should be us.
Without a doubt, all in favor say aye. He is the movie guy, Steve Evans. Thank you, Steve-O.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.